You have healthy shame, toxic shame, and shame. And shame is judging myself through someone else's eyes. That's me looking down on myself through someone else's eyes. Rather than looking down on myself, in order to have more of a helping, healing, horizontal relationship with myself, is I need to take responsibility for what I did, and I don't take responsibility for anything I didn't do. And then if I did do something where I made a mistake, then I can have the healthy shame. Oops, I made a mistake. I don't want to turn it to toxic shame where I think I am a mistake. A grievance is when we have an expectation or role that we want someone else to take on and they don't. Then a formula that I got from Jack Canfield is E plus R equals O. The events in my life plus my response to those events equals the outcome. My power is in my response. I can't control the events. That's other people, circumstances, situations. But I can control how I respond to those events. Now, if I'm responding basically the same way to basically the same events, I'm going to keep getting basically the same outcome. So if I don't like the outcome that I'm getting in my life, then I may need to significantly change my response. If I change my response significantly enough, I'm going to get a different outcome, even if the events don't change one bit. So that's why it's important that we take responsibility for how we respond. So do you see how you're judging yourself and looking down on yourself about what you did? And then that's what's causing your embarrassment and your shame. So you need to just take responsibility for what you did and not for what you didn't do. And then if you did do something, oops, I made a mistake. You know, have that healthy shame. That healthy shame can motivate me not to make that mistake again. But if I try to numb out to that healthy shame, then the next time I go to do that same thing, I may end up doing it again before I even pay attention to what I'm doing. So that's why it's important to have that healthy shame. Okay.